Welcome into Before We Go, our last look at last week's game against the Denver Broncos, our first look forward to the Minnesota Vikings. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier.
You've been saying that over and over and over and over and over, haven't you?
Yeah, it feels like, you know, remember the movie Groundhog Day, yep. Sonny and Cher each morning? This is what this show feels like. And the first question, how do you break out of this rut here?
You do what you have been doing poorly well, which is protect the ball and finish drives, score when you have the opportunity. All the things that are supposed to win you in the NFL, and this is pretty generic, but the things that they're doing or not doing are the things that winning teams do, and they're not getting it done. You're turning the ball over too much, and you're not scoring.
That's such an intelligent answer. I'm going to give you something different. I'm going to say change quarterbacks.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I would do that now. I think I've seen what I need to see, and I know what I'm going to get, and I think I would put Chad Henne in.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I get it, but there are still some things Bortles is doing with his feet that I think they think give them a chance to win. I wish we weren't there. I don't completely disagree.
How about that part where he throws it to the other team, though? It's 3 out of the last 4 weeks.
It's a tough one to overcome.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. The injuries are starting to mount up, too, for this football team. A lot of the front line guys are banged up and out, and that's a real issue, and you're counting on guys that haven't seen a lot of playing time to jump in there.
Well, you know, and it follows in the heels of what we would do differently. There aren't a whole lot of options.
Right.
I mean, you've got guys, frontline guys, who are not practicing and not playing. When you're plugging Tyler Shatley in, if Tyler Shatley gets hurt, where are you going,
yeah.
Right? I mean, you have to have healthy guys to have options, and they don't have a lot of them right now.
Well, I think the concern this week is now Denard Robinson with high ankle sprain. In my experience, high ankle sprain means you're not playing that week. And I don't know about Chris Ivory. T.J. Yeldon has been gutting it out and maybe as gutsy a player as the Jaguars have had the last couple of weeks, but now maybe you're T.J. Yeldon, Corey Grant on Sunday. If this team still believes it needs to run, all of a sudden running's tough.
Yeah, it gets a very good defense.
Tougher.
Yeah.
It's always been tough this year.
No doubt about that. Now, moving forward here in December, team's officially eliminated. Christmas a couple of weeks away. A lot of things from the outside are coming in now. Somehow they got to maintain interest and focus, not just the players, but the fan base too.
Well, I don't think it'll be a problem for the players. I haven't seen that yet. In the mid part of the season, you had Oakland and Tennessee where it felt kind of out of control. Like it wasn't there, the motivation wasn't there. But in the last 5 weeks, I haven't sensed motivation being an issue, and I don't sense it being an issue for the last 4 games. Now, the fans this Sunday, I don't know.
That is what it is. I mean, you've got Christmas coming up. You've got high school kids who've got finals coming up. There are so many other things to pay attention to. That is the thing that I have the most regret for is that you don't have the interest level in the fans right now. So when they go out there and there's no atmosphere, let that be the reminder for these guys who will be back next year. We don't ever want to have this again. We don't ever want to come out here and not have our fans behind us. We have got to do whatever it takes to put a winner on the field, because this isn't us.
Two thoughts. It's supposed to be more fun than it is this season. Yep. And high school final, I'm not sure I ever...
You didn't study for those?
I have zero frame of reference for that. But I'm sure these kids today are much further ahead than I was.
Well, the college kids will already be home. It's the high school kids that are still studying.
That's right. Coming up this Sunday, the Jaguars and the Minnesota Vikings here at Everbank Field. And that's it for Before We Go.